305-DGS. We're out of here in about an hour to make way for the Cardinals pregame and then the game against the Marlins at 5:10 p.m. They moved it to make way for the Florida Panthers playing hockey tonight. Just saw something really disturbing. Sean is covering this story with the shooting in St. Louis, and there's lots of video, and it's emotional there. And, Rach, can you imagine that if you ever had the sad circumstance to see a dead body, that you would grab baby Blair and say, come with me? And so it's nothing but babies and toddlers, everything from diapers to 4 or 5 year olds, just standing right at the tape, looking at the dead bodies.
Wow.
Crazy. Just crazy.
Why?
They're just there with their parents or without their parents. People just standing there looking at the dead bodies, holding their babies.
Ugh. Seems like
a very strange decision.
Yeah, it does sound like something you would typically shield a child from.
Yes, yes. If I'm anywhere near a shooting or a crime scene or a dead body and I have my child with me, especially a child of tender age like that, I don't know where we're going, but we're going away from here.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
It's a different mindset.
Yep.
Stairway to Kevin.
All right, yeah, let's change the tone a little bit and talk a little sports. But it's a little bit bigger than just a sport, right? So the Celtics won the NBA championship last night. And as we know, we talked about this off the air, Jason Tatum from St. Louis. So congrats to him. Could have a cool thing tonight, too, if the Florida Panthers win. Matthew Tkachuk would be on the Stanley Cup winner. Well, those two were buddies, I guess, going back to junior high. They both went to Chaminade. So they could win their respective championships on back-to-back days, which is really cool. But the Celtics thing has gotten me, is interesting to me because Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown are the two stars. And for a long time, they've gotten a lot of crap from commentators, NBA commentators, the hot take guys, you know, the Stephen A's and Colin Cowherd and those guys. They don't have what it takes. They don't have what it takes. They don't have what it takes. A month ago, Colin Cowherd was talking about how Jason Tatum's probably not the guy to lead you to this based on what he had seen before. And today the tone obviously changed. I pulled a little bit of the audio. The audio is not misleading. This is not misleading the intent of what Colin Cowherd had to say. But it gets into this hot take thing where these guys have to say things that are outrageous or over the top and exaggerated because that's their job, regardless of whether or not it makes any damn sense. So I want to play a little bit of this. The first part is Colin Cowherd 1 month ago talking about Jason Tatum with the idea that he's not really the kind of guy that can lead you to a championship.
But I mean, most of them have a little bit of a chip, they're almost like play angry, and Tatum doesn't have that. He's got almost like a guy personality, you know, like he lets the game come to him. But it's like he plays like a two, but we've anointed him to a one. And I know that sounds ridiculous, but I don't know. When I watch him play, when you say something for 5 straight years, it's probably true. For 5 straight years, we've said Jaylen Brown sometimes acts like he wants the ball more than Jason. We're on the 5th year of that. Like, that's because it feels true.
3 hours later.
I do think there's a chance it's a back-to-back championship because Tatum comes into a season like, okay, I got it. I got my money. I got my title.
So 1 month ago, he's not the guy. He's not good enough. Now today, it's, wow, they might win again next year. They've proven it. They're so good. And the thing that really bothers me about it is nothing to do with Jason Tatum being from St. Louis. And it has a lot to do with what we've talked about with Caitlin Clark and how all of this stuff is done. It's always nonsense to say that a 26-year-old athlete can't do something. So I posted this on Twitter because I looked it up, and I knew a lot of this because I've covered sports as long as Colin Cowherd has, as long as Stephen A. Smith has. And the difference between them and me is I'm not willing to do what they do. As far as knowledge, just knowledge. Like, they know what I know. They know what I'm about to say. They know that Michael Jordan didn't win a title till he was 28. They know that Steph Curry didn't win a title until he was 27. They know that LeBron didn't win one until he was 27, or Durant until he was 28, or Shaq until he was 28, or Kobe until he was 30 without having Shaq around, right? He won when he was young, when Shaq was around. They all know these things. So why are we talking about 25 and 26-year-olds who haven't even got these? And the guys I listed, those are legends. Those are some of the greatest ever to play the sport. These guys know this. Stephen A. Smith knows the NBA better than almost every human being on earth. He knows these things. So why don't they put that context into their comments? And it's because it doesn't sell. You need to be brash. You need to be bold. You need to be Colin Cowherd and be willing to say something ridiculous and then go on and pretend like you never said it, like it never happened. And this is a lot of what's happened. It's not the exact same circumstance as Caitlin Clark, but it's the same biosphere. That accuracy doesn't matter. Being smart doesn't matter. All that matters is grabbing attention. So, and doesn't that sound like something even beyond sports that's happening quite a bit?
Well, that's what I was going to say. I watched it happen in real time during my radio career. Because when I was on 97.1 in the old days before Trump, it was political, it was conservative, it was Republican, but it was so policy driven. And I'm not just talking about 97.1, I'm talking about Fox News and all the different outlets. And on the left as well, to be fair. People would talk about real things. Talking about real things and making them interesting is difficult.
Yes.
Talking about what you just talked about and making it interesting is difficult. When you just make stuff up,
it's so easy.
It's so easy. And you can make stuff up because people don't even want to check. They could check. They could check you in real time and find out that you're just wrong. And a lot of people know it like you, but it's entertaining. It's just chocolate drops, you know?
Yeah.
But I didn't realize that it had happened in the world of sports to the degree that it has.
And just, don't you agree, like the Caitlin Clark thing has kind of shed light on that? Yeah. Because most normies don't pay attention to these things like I do, right? I mean, I'm in the sports universe that's more hardcore than most people. And just like there are universes that other people are more hardcore about than I am. I'm not as hardcore into the music scene, as an example. I just don't have that time or the knowledge, right? I don't have any of that. But like these things are so obvious and fundamentally basically true that most people aren't going to achieve the pinnacle of their thing in their mid-20s, regardless of what it is. Now, there are exceptions. And the problem is the exceptions then are what people remember. Like, oh, well, the Magic won when he was young. Yeah, but he had Kareem. He had James Worthy. He had elite, great other players around him so that coming in as a young guy, he was able to have success because the team was ready for it. Larry Bird had a similar thing in Boston. But like the vast majority of people that win titles in sports don't do it when they're 23, 24.
Is the discussion you're having about them embellishing or lying or just making things up, is that a discussion within the sports world or other people other than Kevin Wheeler?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Calling it out?
I would think the majority of people, if you look at what the reactions can be on Twitter, when a lot of us are together talking about these things, it's super irritating because they know what they're doing.
It's like Dave Murray criticizing meteorologists for being the sky's falling.
Right. Skip Bayless knows what he's doing. They know that by being crazy and outrageous, they get reaction. So again, it's engagement farming. That's what it is. You get more engagement when it's crazy, which is exactly what's happening in the news, which is exactly what we're talking about with the Caitlin Clark thing. Because something is bigger and blown up, more people interact. It's why there's so many trolls on Twitter, because trolling and pissing people off gets them to engage. They quote tweet you. They forward it to somebody. They bookmark it, or they like it, you know, because you'll find the people that will agree. But the idea is, and you nailed it, Dave, it's because this style is much easier than making something that's really smart and informational and turning that into entertainment. It's a lot easier to just be the jerk, to just say, to be the hot take, you know, I'm going to come out firing today and I'm going to rip this guy I'm going to rip these young guys because these guys will never win a title together. Stephen A. Smith, a few weeks ago, said the Celtics can't win the title without a healthy Porzingis, Kristaps Porzingis, who is one of the players on the Celtics. He's very good. He's a big man. And he missed all of the conference finals. He missed most of this series. He played parts of three games, and they won. Well, a month ago, you said that can't happen. And then when anybody calls him on it, he gets mad. You know, they get mad that, like, well, you know, you can't be right. Well, you're right. You can't be right about predictions. I'm wrong about predictions all the time. The difference is the way that you're doing it. You're not making a sound, reasonable thing. You just want to be brash and be out there because that's what gets people's attention. I wish it was less about getting people's attention and more about making sense.
Do we live in a post-truth society? Do you have hope that it's just going to turn around in 10 or 15 years?
Well, that gets back to the thing we talked about yesterday, right? Like how these things work in cycles. Because we've been in this place before as a species, but also as a country, where there's a disagreement about certain things that are reality, right? We're arguing about what's true and what's not true. It's a little bit of a tougher fight now, though, because information spreads so fast.
Yeah, we had McCarthy and the Red Scare.
Yes.
We had JFK conspiracies the first time people really distrusted the government.
Yeah, and I'm sure there were things before that we aren't going to think about, right?
Sure.
I'm sure there were periods of time pre-revolution where there was information people were fighting back. And the difference was how fast information could travel then compared to now.
They legitimately had a hard time discerning the truth.
Right.
We don't.
Right. That was the thing. They couldn't just pull out their phone and see, wow, you know, LeBron was 27 the first time he won a title, and Jordan was 28. Maybe we shouldn't be so judgmental of the guys that are younger than that. Back then, you would have had to be like, well, go talk to the elders and see if they remember what happened before.
We now take you to a live press conference about the shooting this afternoon.
Picked up another occupant who entered the rear seat, and at that point, when they left that location, anti-crime spiked the vehicle. They spiked the vehicle before they attempted to stop it because our tactical pursuit policy is to try to spike it to slow it down prior to attempting to stop it so that it ensures public safety. At that point, anti-crime followed it here into the 4200 block of St. Louis Avenue, where they abandoned the vehicle. Driver and front seat passenger ran, both armed with handguns. Driver ran through a vacant lot into the rear yard of the 4200 block of St. Louis Avenue, where he turned and displayed his handgun and was shot by the officer in pursuit. The passenger ran with his handgun in another direction. He fell. His handgun was still in his hand when he was taken into custody. They are both juvenile males. The juvenile male that was shot was pronounced deceased at the scene.
Oh, Lord.
So we have a 40-year-old police officer with 16 years of service who was involved in the discharging of the firearm. Do we have all the juveniles have been confirmed? They're all from North County.
Did you recover a firearm from the deceased victim as well?
Yes, there was a firearm recovered from him along with suspected narcotics.
Any idea how many shots were fired?
That will be part of our investigation.
Body cams rolling at the time?
Anti-crime task force is equipped with body cameras, and that will be reviewed as part of our investigation.
What part of the body did you saw?
That would be part of our investigation.
Can you speak to what kind of firearm was recovered?
Handguns. That's all I'm going to give right now.
When was this car reported stolen?
It was reported stolen from my understanding from the county. And it had been hitting on LPR cameras several times this week.
How far did the car drive after it was spike stripped? Did it get very far?
From the Penrose neighborhood just on the other side of Natural Bridge to here. So not very far.
Why is that the first choice to spike strip it before, I guess, beginning pursuit, activating lights, what have you?
Spiking a car before you activate your lights and siren actually slows down the ability from them to become involved in a high-speed
fleeing and endangering other individuals who are obeying traffic laws. So we tried to spike them in an attempt to disable the vehicle so that it cannot drive at high speeds.
What happened to the third person that was in the car? You said two people got out and ran. What happened to the
third person? Stayed in the rear seat and complied with the police.
And what is their age, and are they
also a juvenile? And that's all the information we're getting out right now. That was a non-armed cooperative juvenile in the rear seat.
What are we talking about for charges for those 2,000?
Right now, I would need to get more into the investigation before we get to that. So unless there's something else important, I'm going to move on to the second one.
How many of the cars that we're pursuing are really all unmarked?
Anti-Crime Task Force is an unmarked unit who does covert surveillance in an attempt to spike it prior to them knowing the police are there, in an attempt to slow them down.
Are the cars also equipped with cameras?
Not Anti-Crime Task Force, no. They are equipped with body cameras.
To be clear, the driver ran and then turned around, pointed the gun at officers?
Yes.
Did they fire any shots at the suspects?
That's all part of our mission. So that's the end of that one.
Do you want to mention the second?
For no reason. So we'll move on to the second incident that happened today, if everyone is ready.
This is going to be the page in Goodfellow, okay? And now this...
So you hear the lady back there yelling, so you just saw him and you shot him. Did you hear that?
I did.
Yeah. Interesting.
I mean, sure seems like everything was happening pretty quick, and they said they recovered firearms in both cases of the people that ran.
Yeah, I mean, this is going to be one of those to watch, and we're hearing it in real time, thanks to Sean Malone out there on the scene.
Yeah.
That through my eyes, through my ears, I hear three juveniles from North County stole a car, had handguns, flourished them at the police. One got shot, one got arrested, two got arrested, and then you hear people yelling. So you just saw them and you shot them, and that's the whole story. Interesting. Welcome back, DGS 337. Dave Murray joins us. Hello, Dave.
Hello there.
So weird to say it's a nice relief when it's 87, 88 degrees in June, but it is a nice relief.
Yeah, I guess we could call it that. There are also a couple of very spotty little light showers, thunder showers here and there. They'll be around probably until 8 o'clock tonight. Most of us will not see anything. They're trying to bubble up from the south. But yeah, it's basically just more of the same. 94 tomorrow, 96 on Thursday. But we're talking kind of moderate humidity in place for Wednesday and Thursday, so we can deal with that. Friday and Saturday, I don't think the humidity comes roaring back on us, but we're going to look at 99 Friday and Saturday. A very weak summer cool front tries to get in here on Sunday, should trigger a couple of scattered thunderstorms around. No all-day rain, probably not even close to that. 92 for the high on Sunday.
Is that about where we should be, Dave, or should we be in the 80s?
No, we should definitely be in the 80s, and we should be like 68 at night. And we're talking, you know, 75 or so at night. Summer officially begins Thursday, 3:50. I think the calendar missed that one because we started it several days ago. And the full moon is Friday, the strawberry moon. Still no tropical storm name yet, but it's very close.
Dave, my grass is already turning yellow. Is it dormant time? Is it kind of too late, or should I be throwing water on it?
You have zoysia, right?
No, I don't. No, I have regular blue.
You
grass.
Have Kentucky blue?
Yeah.
Okay, or some kind of blue?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd probably throw a little water on that.
Okay.
Because zoysia should not be going brown at all. Zoysia should be looking bingo, be looking fantastic.
Yeah, I wondered, like, at what point are you just throwing good money after bad? But
I wouldn't put a lot on it, but I'd like to just keep a little
alive.
Bit on it just to keep the root system happy.
Makes sense. Headlines, Rach.
Brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. All right, national parks are offering free entry on Juneteenth, which is tomorrow. Visitors can visit any national park for free, and officials say the free day is for people to enjoy the beauty and history of our country.
Nice.
How nice. Thailand has legalized same-sex marriage in a Senate vote of 130-22 on June 18th. They are now the third Asian country to legalize same-sex marriage. Thought that was just kind of an interesting story.
I would have had no idea.
Month.
I would have had no idea which way that would go. You know, whether they would have been earlier than us or definitely never, I just didn't know.
It was a pretty significant majority vote.
Absolutely. Yeah. Rod Stewart defended his Ukraine dedication after being booed in Germany. Did you guys see that this happened? He dedicated Rhythm of My Heart to Ukraine during his concerts after being recently booed during a show in Germany. He said, "I have supported the Ukrainian people throughout this war. I support Zelensky and the people of Ukraine, and I will continue to do so. Putin must be stopped."
Telling you, this conversation I had just in the past few days with a group of conservative people who I respect, and they're smart and they're far more successful than I am, and they seem like normies. And when the topic of Ukraine came up, they were unanimous in, we are falling into a trap, we're falling into a Vietnam, and here's the kicker, that Russia is not nearly as demonic as what we've made them out to be. Putin can be dealt with, he can be an ally, and we are making a giant mistake. And which seems to be the MAGA line.
I don't hear military people saying that.
Right. Yeah. And
I don't hear I mean, maybe there exist other than Flynn, but I don't. I follow a fair number of people that are retired generals in social media and look at their commentary on it. I can't find a one of them that has a good thing to say about Putin.
Joe Biden is going to give legal protections to undocumented spouses of U.S. citizens. This has been all over the news today. The new protections include being shielded from deportation, having access to work permits, and being given a pathway to citizenship. It could impact up to 500,000 spouses in the country.
I don't know what I think of this. I just haven't looked into it enough. The one thing that did resound with me when I watched every channel, because I have to for my job, and on Fox News, they were criticizing it, saying he's had this power the entire time. He hasn't done it. He's only doing it now because Donald Trump is polling up with Hispanics, and this is his last-ditch effort, and I don't like politics like that. And it hit me as being true. Like, if this was so important to you, why didn't you do it 2 or 3 years ago?
Fair question.
An off-duty Secret Service agent was robbed during a California trip that the president was on. Was robbed at gunpoint in Tustin, California, while President Joe Biden was in the state for a massive fundraiser event. The agent was returning from a work assignment at the time of the robbery. The agent didn't sustain any injuries, but he did fire his service weapon.
Man, Secret Service, it's a lot different than it used to be, at least the way I thought that it was. It just seemed, you know, protecting the president. And you remember we went through the years where they were spending a lot of time with professional women. Remember that? They kept getting caught at that. And now they're getting bit by presidential dogs. And
A new survey shows that about 1 in 5 Americans say that student loan debt will influence their vote. The sample in that survey showed that 29% of respondents say that student loan debt is a national crisis. It's an interesting way of putting it, in my opinion, a national crisis.
You know, it's interesting because, you know, what do we say all the time? I mean, not we, I shouldn't say we, but what do political analysts say all the time? People vote with their pocketbooks. Well, if that's true of wealthy people that want better tax situations or whatever, then why wouldn't it be true of regular people dealing with what they're dealing with? Right? I mean, that's a significant motivator for most people.
And Ralph Lauren is going with basic blue jeans for Team USA's opening ceremony uniforms for the Summer Olympics this year. The uniforms are expected to be unexpected yet classic. So they'll be wearing navy blazers and blue jeans. I thought that was pretty cool.
I like it.
Nothing more American than blue jeans, right?
No,
that's right.
Absolutely.
And my final story here, Justin Timberlake has been arrested for DWI in the Hamptons. He saw a judge this morning. If I can editorialize a bit here, why do celebrities ever get DWI? I mean, why does anyone? You shouldn't drink and drive. You shouldn't use drugs and drive. But if you are that wealthy and have that many connections and that many people at your disposal and you still choose to get behind the wheel of a car, you're an idiot. I'm sorry, but...
So when I first became friends with Bulger back in about 2007, 2008, was when we built the new house and had a housewarming party. And he came and he came in a car. He had a driver. And I was like, you know, well, look at Mr. Big Man. Look at Mr. You know, quarterback for the Rams. And he's like, look, it's going to cost me $300 for this car tonight. And I'm happy to be at your housewarming. And I'm sure you're going to have some wine and I'm going to drink your wine. It would cost me millions and possibly the life of someone else if I were to drive and drink and drink and drive drunk. And at that moment, something clicked. And I was like, hell yeah, that's the smartest thing I've ever heard. And the dumbest thing, especially if you have money. Mm-hmm. And these days, you don't need a $300 night driver.
Call an Uber.
Get a $30 Uber.
$30.
Yep.
Shame on you, Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
That was my final story for headlines.
Okay. Appreciate it. Thank you, Dave.
Yep.
Tell you guys about Zero Res. Ooh, I think something I said made Dave mad. He was like, yeah, okay. fine. Goodbye to you. Good day.
He's already gone.
Good day, sir. They did a big survey and asked people, if money was no object, if everyone made the same amount of money, what job would you want to do? Ooh. So from these are the most attractive jobs people would do if everyone got paid the same amount of money. Pizza delivery. Interesting?
Yeah.
Driving around.
Yeah, drive around.
Dropping off pies.
Get to be a little nosy, see people's houses.
Librarian.
Yes. Absolutely.
Teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Paleontologist.
Yeah.
Writer. Artist. Baker. It's interesting, isn't it? Like, these are all real jobs, but you just can't get paid enough to do them.
Or only a small percentage do, like with writers and artists.
Yeah. Work at an animal rescue or sanctuary.
Boom. Maybe a wolf sanctuary?
Maybe. Work at a comic shop.
Right.
The number one job people would do if money was no object is forest ranger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like there are a lot of people that just want to hang out by themselves.
Yeah.
By the way, nothing wrong with that. I feel the same way.
I think about that a lot. Like, if I had the whole thing to do over again, I might just go into the forestry service.
Really? Or chocolatier.
Maybe make chocolates for the forestry service.
There you go.
Cheese maker.
No, I was just telling Rach, like, for my retirement, I've talked a lot about Colorado, which, by the way, not that you guys care, but our trip got canceled this week because Phoebe has an abscess in her tonsil. After a week, it's finally turned today.
Nice.
Today's the first day she's felt like she can kind of breathe without laboring and everything. Anyone who's ever had tonsil stuff knows just how horrible it is. I have not.
Mm.
It was one of my biggest fears as a kid.
Getting your tonsils out.
It was always like the Brady Bunch or My Three Sons or some show, someone had the tonsils out and you're eating ice cream and all that. But then what would happen, I'd be like, ooh, ice cream, I like ice cream. And then invariably, like, my brother and my dad be like, it's the most painful surgery you can have, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, but we're going to be going July 6th through the 13th. So, but I was telling Rach that the number one thing I want for my retirement is no heat. So many people go, like, to Florida. I'll go to Canada. I don't care. I just want something where we don't have this.
Mm.
Not you?
No. I mean, but then you got to take the cold.
I'm okay.
Oh, I don't want the cold. I don't like the... I don't
so much want to be somewhere where it's like 8 feet of snow, but I can definitely weather the cold better.